This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming sold-out Masters-themed Todd Wright Tour 30 this Saturday, April 3rd at Crescent Oaks Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, and for this golf tournament, they are providing not one, not two, not three, but four separate prize baskets for four individual winners of on-course contests in Todd Wright Tour 30. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. They also are a full-service law firm. If you need help with divorce, if you need help with family law, if you need help with anything, they are a full-service law firm. You can receive a free consultation one of two ways. You can go to the website, brandonlegalgroup.com, simply click on the box, request a free consultation. Or you can call 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Speaking of Todd Wright Tour 30, Mike Lentz from the West Water store of Papa John's of Tampa Bay will be playing in Todd Wright Tour 30. His store is also preparing delicious papadillas, either meatball pepperoni or Philly cheesesteak, for all of my 140 players in Todd Wright Tour 30. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, the original sponsor of my first ever podcast 6 years ago. That's when we started the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which in a matter of months goes into season six. Papa John's of Tampa Bay got me started in podcasts, and Papa John's of Tampa Bay has been playing, giving prizes, and feeding golfers involved with my tournaments the entire run of me hosting these golf tournaments. Could not do it without them. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned since the early 1990s. I think in a previous podcast, they said they were locally owned since the early 1900s. That's not true, but the early 1990s is true. Thanks again to Papa John's. If you have a comment about the Toddcast, please email it to me at write.todd@yahoo.com. Email your comment to me at write.todd@yahoo.com. Posting on social media or posting on a joebucksfan.com message board does nothing. It accomplishes nothing. I don't see it. I can't respond to it. If that is your goal, you're a coward. If you want to bring something up about the Toddcast, positive, negative, I deserve a chance to respond to it based on whatever you say. So put your name on it, send me it from a valid email address to write.todd@yahoo.com. It is Toddcast number 150. So let me take a sip of water, because this is one I've been waiting for. Let's talk about Florida State head basketball coach Leonard Hamilton. Leonard first started as a head coach in college basketball in the 1986-1987 season. Ironically, 1 year before I attended college, Leonard Hamilton began a head coaching run in college basketball, 86-87, at Oklahoma State. He was at Oklahoma State for 4 years. The last two of those years, he reached the NIT. Then the Miami Hurricanes, hoping to strike twice with hires from Oklahoma State, previously hiring away Oklahoma State's college football coach in Jimmy Johnson. That's timely because, unfortunately, Miami head coach Howard Schnellenberger passed away within the last week. Jimmy replaced Howard Schnellenberger as head coach at Miami, coming from Oklahoma State. And a few years later, Miami tried it again with hiring Oklahoma State's head basketball coach. So Leonard Hamilton joined the Miami Hurricanes for the 90-91 season. They were a Division I independent that year, but the next year would join the Big East Conference in an aggressive move for the Big East adding football. Miami also came in as a full member in all sports, so in basketball they were there also. And they got their ass kicked for a while, because the Big East back then was good. Not quite the glory years of the mid-80s with those St. John's Georgetown teams, but still, the Big East was good. So Leonard Hamilton was at Miami from 1990 all the way until the 99-2000 season. So he coached, a full 10 years at Miami. His last year was a run at the Sweet 16 after the Canes amazingly tied for first place regular season in the Big East. And then Leonard Hamilton left Miami to go coach in the NBA with the Washington Wizards, owned by Michael Jordan. It didn't last long. 1 year, and Hamilton stepped down and was done with coaching pro basketball. Shortly after that, Florida State hired Leonard Hamilton to be their head basketball coach. That was in 2002-2003. And that pretty much brings you to present day as it relates to the head coaching career of Leonard Hamilton. 4 years at Oklahoma State, 10 years with the Miami Hurricanes, 1 year with the Washington Wizards, and every year since 2002-2003 in Tallahassee as FSU's head coach. I record this podcast at just before 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday night, and just an hour or so ago, Florida State was destroyed in the Sweet 16 by Michigan, which brings memories back of 3 years ago when a Final Four trip was on the line and Florida State played Michigan in that tournament, and Leonard Hamilton did not tell his team to foul with Michigan inbounding the ball. Florida State was down 4 with 11 seconds to go. Final Four trip on the line. Florida State let Michigan dribble out the clock. When asked by CBS television after the game, or Turner, the official telecast, why they didn't foul, Leonard lied and said the game was over. Bullshit. Bullshit. To me, it is a quote that epitomizes Leonard Hamilton's failures as an NCAA tournament head coach. You're 11 seconds from the Final Four, or overtime to get to the Final Four. You're down 4. You don't foul. The game was over. I'm sorry, aren't you coaches reminding your players and us media all the time that it's a 40-minute game? He said the game was over. He's a liar. He screwed up. He was wrong. So here we were 3 years later. Same weekend. Might have been even the same day. It's a Sweet 16 game, not a Round of 8 game, and there's Leonard Hamilton against Michigan again. Only this time it's not John Beilein on the other side. It's Juwan Howard in his first NCAA tournament as a coach. First time in the NCAA tournament as a coach for Juwan Howard. So based on what Leonard Hamilton did and said 3 years ago, letting Michigan dribble out the clock with 11 seconds to go, down four with a final four on the line, and that the game was over. I openly wonder why Leonard wasn't just letting Michigan dribble out the clock with 5 minutes to go tonight, because based on his reasoning and based on what I saw in that game, the game was over. And I can apply Leonard's statement much better tonight to his game against Michigan with 5 minutes to go, or even more, than how he attempted to bullshit his way through that post-game interview down four with 11 seconds to go. Now, personally, I've been to 10 Final Fours in my life. I've been very fortunate with how my life has gone, where I've worked, the access I've had to major events. Now, of the 10 Final Fours I have gone to, some have been as a credentialed member of the media. Some have been as a paid ticket holder. Some have been as a credentialed member of the media where I paid for everything but my access to the game, my flight, my hotel, my transportation, etc. But I've been to 10 Final Fours. That's 10 more Final Fours than Leonard Hamilton has as a college basketball head coach. I've got him beat 10-0. As a matter of fact, my first Final Four was in 92 when the Fab Five, whose SID, by the way, former Lightning executive Bill Wickett, that's where I met Bill Wickett, because I was one of the first people to reach out and give the Fab Five the attention it deserved. And Bill was great to me, giving me one-on-ones with Chris Webber at a holiday tournament in Orlando and other information and access to the Wolverines during the Fab Five's tenure at Michigan. So I saw Juwan Howard, along with Jimmy King, Ray Jackson, Jalen Rose, and Chris Webber. Yeah, I have no problem rattling off those five names. And even the trivia question, who would have been the sixth member of the Fab Five, was Ray Jackson, who ended up playing for Minnesota. So Juwan Howard was a freshman on that Fab Five team that I saw play at my first Final Four in 92. So Juwan's first Final Four was also my Final Four. Juwan was on the court. They beat Cincinnati, that Nick Van Exel team, before they got clobbered in the second half by Duke. They led that game against Duke by one at half. Just didn't have it in the second half at the Metrodome. So that same Juwan Howard that played in the first Final Four I have on my resume just made Leonard Hamilton look awful. Despite the fact that we've already brought up, Juwan Howard is in his first ever NCAA tournament as a coach. He's coached Michigan for 2 years. There was no tournament last year. This year is his first NCAA tournament as a head coach. First ever. And I ask you this. If you pull the names Michigan and Florida State off the jerseys, and you make the colors bland, and you take the player names off the back of the jerseys, what team tonight, again, we're talking on Sunday night after Florida State lost to Michigan, what team looked more prepared to play today? On all cards, Michigan looked more prepared to play a Sweet 16 NCAA tournament game today, with a head coach coaching in an NCAA tournament for the first time against a coach who has been coaching college basketball in major conferences like the Big 8 at the time, which became the Big 12, the Big East, and the ACC for over 30 years. What team look more prepared to win an NCAA tournament game tonight? Was it Michigan or was it Florida State? The scoreboard was very representative of the answer to that question. Leonard Hamilton's disastrous one-year tenure in the NBA amazingly produced more wins, 19, than Hamilton has lifetime in the NCAA tournament. Let me repeat that. Leonard Hamilton in 1 year, a disastrous year, working for Michael Jordan, where he went 19-63 with the Washington Wizards, in over three decades of coaching college basketball in three major conferences with three different programs, Leonard Hamilton doesn't have as many NCAA tournament wins as he does NBA regular season wins. Yeah, let that sit in a little bit. Leonard Hamilton has simply proven for one third of a century, he has no ability to put together a basketball team that can make a Final Four run. Tonight was a predictable referendum, an example of that. One third of a century, Leonard Hamilton has coached major college basketball. Zero Final Fours. Let me quote Herm Edwards. You don't just play to play. You play to win the game. In college basketball, you are defined as a program by Final Fours and national titles. That defines you, especially at major college basketball conferences, where Hamilton has coached all of his three-plus decades. You know, honestly, even though Florida State gets talented student-athletes, I'm wondering how. Why? Because I would think it'd be real easy to recruit against Leonard Hamilton. Because all you got to do when you're meeting with that young man and his parent or parents or legal guardians is you ask this question. Do you want to win? Have you heard of the Final Four? You know, the Final Four, the event that Larry Bird and Magic Johnson put on the map for college basketball in the late 1970s. That Final Four. Would you like to win? Would you like to play on that stage? Would you like to play for a national championship? What student athlete you would want would say no. What parent, what legal guardian would say no? And when they say no, all you need to do is open your tablet and push the resume on Leonard Hamilton's Wikipedia page in front of them to see all the years he has coached major conference college basketball with zero Final Four appearances and thus zero national championships. And the closest he ever got, down four with 11 seconds to go, he let the opponent dribble out the clock, and his explanation was the game was over. Amazingly, and I reached out to some colleagues tonight, to ask their opinion of this. Despite one-third of a century coaching major conference college basketball, Leonard Hamilton has never been fired by a college basketball team. He left Oklahoma State to take the Miami job. He left the Miami job to take the Washington Wizards job. And he was then hired by Florida State after leaving the Wizards. We're not talking about what happened with the Wizards here, where clearly he resigned under pressure, even though he had 3 years left on a guaranteed contract. Oklahoma State didn't fire Hamilton. Miami didn't fire Hamilton. Florida State, fire Hamilton. Do you want to win? You're in the ACC. Why don't you look up how many representatives of the ACC have gone to Final Fours since Leonard Hamilton started coaching your program? It's a good list. I know the ACC isn't as dominant these days in college basketball, but you're the ACC. Now, this may scream Florida State doesn't care about basketball. Florida State's a football school. Well, they've been pretty shitty at that in recent years, haven't they? Leonard Hamilton, one-third of a century coaching major conference college basketball, no Final Fours, and never been fired from any of those college jobs. Must be nice to be him. Just sucks to be his players because they never win shit. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, you can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. I thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast, and we'll talk to you soon.